The show is brought to you by Organifi. Organifi Green Juice promises to deliver all the healthy superfoods you need in just one drink. It's a green powder that promises to deliver endless energy, mental clarity, and fewer sugar cravings. As a loyal listener of this show, you'll receive 15% off your order. My personal favorite is their Sunrise to Sunset Bundle, as it includes three of the best sellers. Use my promo code WRESTLING15 to get 15% off your order today. That's Organifi. Shop.com. Organifi spelled O-R-G-A-N-I-F-I. Organifi, O-R-G-A-N-I-F-I. So go to OrganifiShop.com and order yours today.
Fox Sports 1340 AM presents to you WMER, Wrestling Marks of Excellence Radio, starring The Firm. J-Lo, Nephew, Corey, and Dr. D, bringing you the latest up-to-date information on professional wrestling and sports entertainment. Now, live from the Fox Sports 1340 studios in Hopewell, Virginia.
Hey, ladies and gentlemen, welcome to another edition of the Wrestling Monster Excellence here on Fox Sports Radio 96.9 and 1340 AM. I'm your host, Glenn Thomas. Along with me, as always, the wizard himself, Nephew. Corey, what's going on, wizard?
Hey, what's going on?
Man, nothing much, man. A lot going on in the world of professional wrestling. We see that Braun Strowman is a heel now in the WWE. We see that Roman Reigns and The Shield is back together. We see that Becky Lynch, even though the WWE put a poll on their website, she's still running around as a heel. Now, that's going to stop right there. Was there any purpose for the WWE to even put a poll on there if they wasn't going to do anything? Or were they trolling the fans?
Well, I think it was a little bit of both. I think it was clickbait. And a little bit of trolling, too, is that they're going to stick with their plan. It's very rare. Not saying that it doesn't happen or has never happened before, but it's very rare that you're going to switch your plan. That's what I'm trying to say. It's very rare you're going to switch your plan like that after the fan reaction. And I'm going to stick by my guns, as I said last week, and just say I just think there's got to be something fresh for Becky, and that's where I'm going to go.
And I think it's fresh, man. I mentioned on our update, YouTube update that I do on Up the SmackDown, I like some of the subtle things that WWE is doing, Becky, to the point where they're giving her – she's wearing black now, the black boots, black. They got her hair a little bit wild, even with her going with no makeup. Even though the fans may cheer her, I still think she can do enough where she can really turn some of those fans to be heel. Unless you got the smart guys in the crowd that's going to cheer regardless, I think she can do enough where they can flip and make her heel. And she can be a true heel. Depends on how bad she beats Charlotte up, what she does to any other wrestler that they have to face in the near future leading up to her and Charlotte's match at Hell in a Cell. So I think she can do enough to there. While we're still on about turns, let's go to, and this is something we talked about in our group chat that that you didn't like. You didn't like the fact that Braun Strowman is now a heel. You know, somebody had to be a heel. Somebody had to be a heel. It was going to be Shield or it was going to be Braun Strowman. Both of these guys couldn't be faces and play the scenario of we just in the middle. Somebody had to do it, and why not Braun, the Beast? And I understand your point, but I want to hear your point.
Well, I was just mainly, I'm pretty much at the point where, I mean, I think Roman would have benefited from something fresh. All three of them. I get why. I mean, bottom line is the money is in investing in Roman. And they're going to leave him face if that's the case, along with Dean and Seth. I think that's the catalyst that ultimately made the decision as well, is that Seth's so red hot. He's white hot basically as a face, and Dean just returned as a face, that you kind of got to do something with both of them. And by association with Roman, if Roman turns heel, so do they. So you're not going to turn them heel. So in essence, you're not turning Roman heel. So you got to turn Braun heel. I just think they really had something with Braun as a face. They really did. So, I mean, I think that's why I was upset about it, but I get it. So I'm not too mad at it.
Yeah, but I mean, I agree with you. They spent the whole last beginning of the part of the year making Braun Strowman a face. I mean, he wins his ladder match. He wins the greatest Royal Rumble. He gets a 10-year-old kid to be his partner at WrestleMania. You know, you can't get any other face than that. You know, so he'd expect the whole time as him making him a face, and then you go ahead and turn them by bringing the Shield out. But they had to do something, as I said, they had to do something to impact the NFL Monday Night Football. So they pulling out all guns and whatnot. Better way to do it, but with have the Shield, have Braun Strowman going here. Now, I like the fact, and I enjoyed the fact that Braun Strowman is with Dolph Ziggler and Drew McIntyre. I think this is the most relevant Dolph Ziggler has been in the last 3 or 4 years.
You said 3 or 4, so that's what, 2014? Yeah, I guess so. I guess you're right.
You know, that he's right. been the main event on Raw. He's been in the Intercontinental Champion. He's been over and over again. You know, so we've seen a lot of Dolph Ziggler. We've seen a lot of Drew McIntyre. I think this combination of three guys are pretty good. And I think WWE has something here with Braun Strowman, with Drew McIntyre, and Dolph Ziggler. So I think these guys will move a little bit further. Interested to see. And WWE is setting up for the Australia pay-per-view. They're stacking this card real big. We'll have a triple threat match. We have a six-man match. Give me the Shield taking on Braun Strowman, Drew McIntyre, and Dolph Ziggler. So I think a lot of, and I like the fact that WWE is playing their storyline into the Australia pay-per-view. Your thoughts on that? And not only on the match, but also with Becky, also with Alexa Bliss and Ronda Rousey, their six-woman team as well, with the Bella Twins.
If you're playing this into, showing it on the network, you're going to have to play the storylines into it. But you notice they're all, I guess, what I would like to call safe matches. Because there's nothing really disruptive to the storylines, and there's nothing really, there's no championships or anything on the line or anything like that. So, especially with, you get Ronda and the Bellas against Alexa Bliss and I'm guessing Alicia Fox and Mickie James.
Yes.
Is that what it is? Okay.
Yes, it is.
So, I mean, you're safe, you know, you're safe. You're putting on a show for people in Australia who never get a show, so they don't care what they get. You still can remain consistent to an extent of the storyline, understandable, but you're getting all safe stuff. You're not getting anything that's gonna really throw anything out of whack on TV on the stateside. I mean, not to say that people in Australia or something aren't worthy of a pay-per-view quality card, but it's pretty much, at this point, they're just grateful to get anything over there. So not that you're going to throw anything at them, but they're pretty much grateful. So you're going to be fine with whatever kind of show you put on. I mean, they're getting Undertaker and Triple H. Anything else after that, it probably doesn't even matter.
Yeah, and plus, WWE's going to make a lot of money. Speaking of Undertaker, Triple H, you know, Shawn Michaels returned to Monday Night Raw. I know you have to see Heartbreak Kid on network television.
Oh, I mean, yeah, it's always a good time. You know, I'm not jumping for joy, but I mean, it's just, he's going to be on TV. He's going to contribute to a storyline that's going to end at that show. So, I mean, okay, whatever for ratings, I don't mind.
It's good to sell a match. They're pulling a lot into this pay-per-view to sell a match, which is good, which is helping the bottom line, helping stock at the time that we record the show. WWE stock is up to $85 a share. That's almost 125% jump, almost actually 200% jump since where it was at last time this year. So all you stockholders out there, enjoy the revenue that you receive. But you know, we're going to take a quick commercial break. When we come back, there's a major pay-per-view coming in Chicago this week called All In. We can talk about that and run down some questions that we may have about All In and give you some predictions and previews. Ladies and gentlemen, you're listening to the Wrestling Marks of Excellence here on Fox Sports Radio 1340 AM at 96.9 FM. We'll be right back after this commercial break.
Looking for winning sports picks and predictions? Since 1971, Dot Sports has been recognized as one of the most trusted names in the sports handicapping industry. For the listeners of this very show, Dot Sports is giving out $60 worth of their premium member picks for free. These are the exact same premium member picks that 1,000 of their current members pay for. And guess what? You get them for free. Just text the word radio to the number 29022. Text radio to the number 29022 for instant access. Doc Sports also provides free picks on every single game. You want NBA picks? Simply Google search Docs NBA picks, NHL picks. Google search Docs NHL picks. Need MLB picks? Google search Docs MLB picks. Remember to text the word radio to the number 29022 and start winning today with Doc Sports Service.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to the Rusty Exos here at Fox Sports Radio 1340 AM at 96.9 FM. Before we get to commercial break, as we mentioned, All In is this weekend coming from Chicago, Illinois. You don't know what All In is. It's one of the biggest, this year will be one of the biggest indie events that's going on, put on by Cody Rhodes and the Young Bucks. Had some great matches on this card. Actually, the card actually has 10 matches on this card. And, you know, just your thoughts on All In. When you first heard about this, did you think they were about 10,000 seats?
Yeah, because of where we are in today's age of wrestling. Not that it's unwarranted, but it's almost, I guess you could say, cool to not like WWE or cool to go to stuff that isn't WWE because it, I guess, in some people's eyes, diversifies you as a wrestling fan. So, you know, I knew it would blow up. Not saying that I don't think it's unwarranted, because it's very much so deserving of every kind of praise and acclaim and suspense and, you know, hype that it's getting. It is worth it. But I think some of that came from some people just wanting to fit in and be like, oh, okay, we don't like WWE either, so we're going to, you know, latch onto this. But it, the hype's real, and it's very much so justified. So I'm ready for it.
Yeah, I'm ready for it. I think they gave a good alternative to WWE. What they have on here on this card, one of the matches that they have, is Kenny Omega taking on Pentagon. You know, your thoughts here. Kenny Omega, as we just found out, PWI 500 Wrestler of the Year. You know, kayfabe or not, the poll is, whatever you want to call it, but he is one of the, has put on some great matches this year. Him taking on Pentagon, who do you have winning this one?
I think I'm going to have to go Omega, because I don't think the belt is, as far as I know, I think he still is he still IWGP Heavyweight Champion, right?
Yes, he's still IWGP Heavyweight Champion.
Yeah, and the title's not on the line, so I think you go Omega. I mean, there's no reason to disrupt that.
Yeah, I think there's no reason to disrupt that as you either. I go with you. Kenny Omega wins this one, put on a good match with Pentagon. I think it'll be a good match, a match that most of the fans like to want to see anyway. So I get this case. Mm-hmm. I think Kenny Omega gets the win here. One match that we don't know the participants of yet, but it's a whole bunch of, they call it the Over Budget Battle Royal. Which is kind of funny, because this battle royal here is, they put a lot of their friends into the battle royal. If he was a, you know, the people who called him up like, yo, we want to be on the show, a lot of people just to get a payday, they put in a 15-man battle royal. Now, the winner of this match will go on and take on Jay Lethal for the Ring of Honor World Heavyweight Championship. So, you know, if you're looking at this battle royal, I would imagine that it would be somebody out of either Ring of Honor or New Japan that wins this, once you see, find out all 15 participants that are in this battle royal. But I don't foresee Jay Lethal losing the Ring of Honor title on the All In card. I'm just going to say that now. That
yeah, I don't either.
So whoever Jay Lethal goes against, will, I think Jay Lethal gets the win there. And we move on to the next match that on the card that I'd like to discuss. Well, we see Christopher Daniels taking on Stephen Mills in a singles match. Always been a big Christopher Daniels fan ever since the TNA days. You know, looking at this, I think Christopher Daniels gets the win here over Stephen Mills.
Yeah, does he? Conventional wisdom, honestly, because he's not an everyday wrestler, I would go Stephen Amell. I just feel like for some reason he's going to get put over again. I just don't see him coming in to lose. I don't. So I'm going to go Stephen Amell.
Got you on that. I see what you're saying on that. I mean, put the younger guy over on this match.
Younger guy. He's just, you know, he's the attraction in that, in a sense that he's not there every day, you know. So, I mean, throw him a bone, you know.
Other match that I'm looking forward to on this card is, just because we haven't, you know, you don't see them as much as in the limelight,
and you got here, we see the Briscoe brothers.
Mm-hmm.
Briscoe brothers here. Briscoe brothers are taking on the SoCal Uncensored, Frankie Kazarian and Scorpion Sky. Scorpio Sky. Mm-hmm. I always like the Briscoe brothers, those guys from Delaware, the chicken farmers from Delaware. Wish they would get a run in the WWE sometime soon. Never could tell. But I always go with the Briscoe brothers. They're like, to me, always betting on black. I know they're not black, but I always bet on the Briscoe brothers in high-profile matches. So I got to go with Briscoe brothers here.
You know, I'm going to go the opposite in this one, too. I'm going to go FCU. I think they need the win. I think they do.
And you think they need the Briscoes, win?
Yeah, I don't think the Briscoes are hurting if they lose on this one. I think they have enough invested in the storyline with them that this will get another match anyway. So I'll go off the
brain
and go SCU.
Okay, I got you on that one. And let's talk about the women's match. You got the women's match. You got Madison Rayne taking on Britt Baker, taking on Chelsea Green versus Tessa Blanchard. Everybody knows Tessa Blanchard, the daughter of Kelly Blanchard, the stepdaughter of Magnum TA. You know, Britt Baker mm-hmm. and Madison. We know Madison Rayne from TNA. You know, this is going to be a good women's match here, four-way match. I have to go ahead and give it to Madison Rayne. I think Madison Rayne wins this just because of the surprise factor. I know most people pick Tessa Blanchard, but I think Madison Rayne gets the win here in this fatal four-way women's match.
You know what? What's funny is that I want to pick Madison Rayne to win this. I do. I just feel like for some reason that maybe they don't want to give her the free pub because she's in the Mae Young Classic. So I just... I'll go Madison Rayne. I'll still go Madison Rayne. I will.
You know, you made a valid point there.
That's why. If she doesn't win, that's why, I think.
Yeah, you made a valid point that she is in the Mae Young Classic and she may not get the but I can see it both. I'm going to stick with Madison Rayne. I'm going to go ahead and stick with her.
Going to stick with her, yeah.
I can see it both ways that, you know, Tessa Blanchard could get the win. It's either her or Tessa Blanchard. I don't think the other two. I like Britt Baker. She may get an opportunity, but I don't see it happen. I think Madison Rayne gets the win there.
Yeah.
Then we move on to Joey Janela with Penelope Ford taking on Hangman Page. I'm just a big Hangman in a Chicago Street Fight. I'm just a big Hangman Page fan. Watching New Japan. I think Joey Janela is very innovative from his CZW days. If you haven't checked out some mm-hmm. of his matches, go ahead and watch it out. But I think Hangman Page gets the win here over Joey Janela in the Chicago Street Fight.
Yeah, I'm going to go the same. I think just because of the leaps and bounds that Hangman Page has made over the years from, you know, being virtually just literally like just a lackey boy to being, you know, a prominent member in the Bullet Club, and I got to give it to him. I think he deserves the rub. I think you give it to him on this high profile stage.
Yeah, I think he does deserve the rub here, especially when we talk about the Bullet Club. And he's one of the guys that, you know, you don't talk about as much when you talk about the Bullet Club. I think Hangman Page does need the rub here, as you mentioned. Let's go ahead and move on. We take on Okada taking on Marty Scurll, singles match. I know a lot of people are leaning heavily to Okada here. I don't see Okada losing to Marty Scurll, but I think it's going to be a very good match. Marty puts on great matches, and also a member part of the Bullet Club. Okada still coming off the loss, coming off the G1 Climax in New Japan Wrestling. He lost to Kenny Omega early in the year. He is the number two. Actually, Okada is the number three wrestler in the PWI wrestler in the world, PWI 500. So I'm going to go ahead with Okada getting the win here over Marty Scurll.
Yeah, I'm going to go Okada, too. Just for the simple fact, I don't – because it's, you know, Cody – because it's pretty much Cody's pay-per-view, I don't want to give all of the Bullet Club members wins. And so I got to start somewhere. I think this is where I start. And I think I give it to Okada.
Yeah, that's where I go to. I think I start with Okada. This is the match I think everybody wants to see what – get down to this match. I think this match is a very high-flying match. The next match here, we got Rey Mysterio, Phoenix, and Bandino taking on the Golden Elite, which is Matt Jackson, Nick Jackson, what we call the Young Bucks, and then Kota Ibushi.
You know, I think this right here is going to be one of those matches that fill the card. Just because you'll see high-flying Rey Mysterio, you'll see some good action by the Young Bucks, you'll see these guys going backward and forward and putting in work here.
And, you know, and giving the crowd their money's worth. I think this will be the match that will ooh and ah everybody. And everybody will be talking about this match Sunday at StarCast and as Monday morning as they fly back home on Labor Day, that this will be a very good match here. I got Rey Mysterio in and winning. I don't see the Bucks them putting themselves over being the booker as well as being the promoters here. I think Rey Mysterio and then win this match.
This is one of the ones where I said the Bullet Club, right there, when I was saying the Bullet Club isn't going to win everything, this is one of the matches they are. I got to put the Bucks and Ibushi over, man. I think they go over.
Yeah, I think the Bucks and Ibushi over. And then we come to the main event of the evening, Cody Rhodes taking on Nick Aldis for the NWA World Heavyweight Championship. And I'm going to say, and I say this one is going to be the last match. I don't see this match being any other place except for the main event of the night. If it is, I'll be surprised, and I think the fans of Chicago will let Cody and the Bucks know that they needed this match to be last. Very good match, and I'm still on the fence on this one, even as we talk about it now, I'm getting my predictions, because I can actually clearly see Cody Rhodes walking away with the NWA Championship, being the first father and son, if I'm not mistaken, to have won the NWA Championship. So I can definitely see Cody Rhodes walking away here, but I can also see NWA trying to protect their brand, which is Nick Aldis, and having the NWA title. So, and you know, for this being Cody's show, if it was anybody else's show, I would say Cody would lose, but I think here we get Cody Rhodes to walk away as the NWA champion. And I think NWA is willing to do the business with Cody because they're going to make money.
Yeah, you know what? You pretty much hit it right on the head. There's money to be made with Cody Rhodes regardless. And they're already doing it right now by being a participant in this pay-per-view. So I'm going to go Cody as well, just because I think there's more room to work with. Because I think pretty much if Cody loses, I think it's pretty much dead, pretty much. So I think you got to go Cody winning, just to have more to follow up with match-wise.
Yeah, definitely do. You got to follow up match-wise. You know, this, and that brings me my next question for you and all the listeners out there. You know, we know the Bucks contract are coming up. We know Cody Rhodes' contract is coming up. They got to make a decision here soon whether they go in WWE or not. And I think depends on how this paper, we already know that it sold out, but depends on how it goes off on the fans. I think we'll make the decision if they sign with the WWE or if they continue to stay independent wrestlers. Because I can't see them being able to do an all-in pay-per-view or an all-in show still being part of the WWE product. I just can't see that happening. I don't know if they would allow that to happen. And, you know, the Bucks got maybe 2 or 3 months. I want to say about 3 or 4 months left on their contract in New Japan, and where they're going to have to make a decision. This may be a one-off. If they sign with the WWE, I may be wrong, but what are your thoughts?
Well, out of the Bucks and Cody, if anybody's leaving or going to WWE, I think it's the Bucks. I don't think Cody goes back just yet, just because of based off the success of this pay-per-view, and he's already been there. He can continue to build off of that. However, the Bucks, I think the Bucks got to maximize that opportunity to go to WWE if they can.
Okay. And I give you that. If all three don't go, if Bucks go, Omega goes.
Although, yeah, the three of them would go, if anything. Although, I don't know how much there is for the Bucks there right now. Omega, there's something there for him. But the Bucks, I don't know. But we'll see. If it's the Bucks and Omega as a unit, then you clearly have the New Day Elite match, dream match, waiting to happen. So,
right. It'll be until WrestleMania. I mean, I think the Bucks can go because the tag team division and the WWE are kind of watered down right now.
Yeah, they'll need something fresh. Yeah, you're right.
They need something fresh, and I think the Bucks will be the fresh thing that they need in time for that WrestleMania run. So, I mean, I can see that. I just hope that All In will be a success. That's no doubt. I think people flying from all over the country to Chicago. I just hope there's an All In too next year, and that this is not a one-off. It's something that breaks up the monotony after SummerSlam and after WrestleMania. That's not WWE. So I think think it will be a success. We'll see on Saturday night how it all pans out. We know that they're going to make a little bit of loot that night. And we'll see who comes out the winners and losers from All In. Ladies and gentlemen, thanks for listening to the Wrestling Marks of Excellence here on Fox Sports Radio, 1340 AM and 96.9 FM. You can catch all our shows on iTunes. You can hit the subscribe button. Catch us on Google Play, Stitcher, as well as YouTube. Make sure you hit subscribe and the bell notification so you'll never miss any of our shows again. Check out some of our archive shows with legendary Hall of Famer Mick Foley, as well as the current WWE superstar, The Miz, who has a hot TV show right now. If you don't watch Miz and Mrs., go ahead and check that out. I don't get paid for it, but even my kids like that show. It's a very good show. Check it out as well. And we'll catch you next week. Catch you on Monday night with the Monday Night Raw, the reaction to Monday Night Raw, and Tuesday night with the reaction to SmackDown. Wizard, take us home.
Hey, if you're not confirmed, consider yourself denied.
End of story, ladies and gentlemen. Good night.